Welcome to the No Spin News Thursday, January 23rd, 2020. Fight for your freedom. All right, here's the impeachment latest. There's actually a good story hidden under all the bloviating. And if you're watching it, you're a better person than I am. I can't. I just can't. But I get wires and I get information from my staff. So I'm on it, but I just can't sit there and just listen to the same stuff over and over and over and over again. All right, so the story is this. This is the important story. Democrats in the Senate want witnesses. All right, we gotta have witnesses, gotta have them. And they want subpoenas and they want all of that. Republicans, led by Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, say, we don't think so. The reason is, there are two reasons. The Founding Fathers set it up so that the House would do all the witness calling and subpoenaing and documents, then get all the evidence and send the evidence to the elite in the Senate, all right, and they would look at it. But the Senate wouldn't be the gathering information gathering agency. But the real reason that McConnell doesn't want this is because he knows that Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader, and Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, want to drag this thing out, the impeachment hearing in the Senate, until the summer. And that would happen because the Democrats would want to subpoena John Bolton, Mick Mulvaney, other people who are working or were working directly with President Trump. And the president would say, no, executive privilege, they can't show up. There'd be a lawsuit, they'd go to the Supreme Court, on and on and on and on, never end. McConnell knows this. So he's gonna basically play a game where they're never gonna call witnesses. I would be shocked. I could be wrong on that, we'll know next week, but I don't think so. Because again, the witnesses they call will be executive privilege witnesses, and then you'd have to litigate it all day long. Schumer, he is going up against McConnell. And McConnell does the same thing that Nancy Pelosi does in the House. McConnell very quietly gets a message out to all the Republican senators, you better not buck us, because this is about the party. It's not just about the President of the United States, it's about the Republican Party. You better not defect over to the Democrats, or we're going to primary you, and you're not going to get a nickel from the Republican apparatus. That's how you keep so-called members in line. McConnell does that very well. So does Pelosi. So that's why you're not seeing even a guy like Mitt Romney, high-profile guy, buck them very much. Interesting, Joe Biden, running around Iowa, was asked by a reporter, hey, your name is on the top of the witness list from the Republicans. Maybe they'll trade. So John Bolton will come in return for you. And here's how Joe Biden replied.
The reason why I would not make the deal, the bottom line is, this is a constitutional issue. And we're not going to turn it into a farce, into some kind of political theater. They're trying to turn it into political theater, but I want no part of being any part of that.
Ah, it's a constitutional issue, is it? What Mr. Biden is saying there are two things. Impeachment's constitutional, okay. But he's not going to show up, even if subpoenaed, because of executive privilege. He would claim executive privilege as vice president under Barack Obama. That's what he's doing exactly the same thing, that President Trump will do. Executive privilege. Now, I want to break this to the former vice president. It's already a farce. But to have him stand there and say they want to turn it into political theater, like the Republicans want, I mean, are you that dense? And the answer is yes, he is. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Okay, Mike Bloomberg. Now, he has not put out his tax returns. He must put them out by March 20th. You know, Bloomberg is worth $60 billion. So on the radio today, on the O'Reilly Update radio program, which we post on the site every day, I did a commentary on Bloomberg's money. Go. After graduating from Harvard, Bloomberg landed a job with a mid-level Wall Street firm. Starting salary, $9,000 a year. By 1972, Mike had become a partner in that firm, but was fired after a financial merger. Don't feel too bad. Bloomberg was given a $10 million severance. He then started his own company building market data computers, a game changer for Wall Street. Today, more than 300,000 of those computers are in operation around the world. His company, Bloomberg LP, generates about $10 billion a year in revenue. So that's what it is in the United States. If you're an entrepreneur and you invent something like these computers, you're a billionaire. I mean, that's what happens. And that's not income inequality, that's luck. And your innate ability to see that society will buy an appliance of some kind, a device of some kind. So Bloomberg has $60 billion. That's what he's worth. And he says he's going to spend $2 billion trying to get Trump out of there. He's running some vicious ads against Trump. An impeachment ad, this, that, and the other thing. Bloomberg essentially is setting himself up for something else. I said he wants to be Secretary of State, Secretary of the Treasury if Democrats win. I think he knows he's not going to win the nomination. He's a rich white guy. That does not play into the far left in the media or in the Democratic Party. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. All right, let's go to the mail. Steven is a concierge member. Again, concierge membership will help your life. It will. So it's worth the bucks. It's not that many bucks anyway. Steven, is the president's side allowed to object to Dems during impeachment like a real criminal civil case? No. Nope. That's why Roberts is there. If everybody starts yelling, he's going to stop it. But it's not a criminal case. There's no cross-examination. There's no objection. None of that. It's a PR deal. Bill, why is it okay for Joe Biden as VP of the USA to withhold funds from Ukraine until They replaced a prosecutor for obviously personal reasons, but it's not okay for President Trump to want an investigation of possible wrongdoing by a Ukrainian while he was holding that office, by a former VP. Look, the two cases are similar and parallel, a little bit different. So Biden goes to Ukraine and says, you're not going to get $1 billion in loans from the USA unless you fire that guy over there. And that guy over there is looking into his son, who's getting money from a Ukrainian company. We all know that. So Trump picks up the phone and says to the president of Ukraine, hey, I'd like you to investigate some corruption allegations that may have affected 2016 election here in the USA. Would you please look into that? And if Biden's name comes up, let me know. What's the difference? There isn't a lot of difference. But again, the media would never make that comparison as you did astutely, Bill. John, could you change anything about the Trump administration if you had the power? Fact-based tweets. I would tell the president or suggest to the president, you don't tell the president anything, suggest to him, look, tweeting is okay, people are following you, but let's shift from personal attacks, you know, shifts a pencil neck geek to fact-based. Takes a little research, but he's got the guys. That's what I would do. Killing Crazy Horse out May 12th. Renew your membership, get it free. If you already renewed, you can order it and you'll get it first. And we'll see you later.